We live in interesting times, let's say.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about it.
So are we, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do we do the thing anymore where we tell people who we are and what this is?
We could and should.
All right.
You want me to, I'll run through it.
All right.
This is Let's Make Mistakes. It's a podcast about design and technology and the internet and whatever we want it to be.
Who are you?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm Liam Campbell.
I'm Steph Manette.
I'm Mike Montero.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So
I think that today we're going to cover politics because design as an industry is inherently political.
Well, fuck, where do we?
Yeah, okay. Donald J. Trump was elected president.
I don't acknowledge that.
I don't acknowledge his position. I acknowledge the truth of what happened, which is that...
What is the truth? We don't know the truth of what happened.
How do you mean?
I mean, so who's the guy who ghost wrote his book? The Art of the Deal.
I don't remember. I mean, that's kind of why it's ghostwriting.
No, yeah. But this guy came out during the election. This guy came out and said, you know, this is the most vile human being I've ever worked with in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's how to decode what he says. Everything he accuses of somebody else of is true about himself.
Uh-huh.
Projecting.
Yeah, he's a classic projector. So all of his complaining about the election being rigged,
sure.
Run it through that filter and where does it take you?
Well, I'm not going to discount that at all. I find it horrifically, depressingly plausible, though, that he could have been elected with this system on the basis of the people who voted.
I mean, this was a long time coming.
Sure.
This was, so a couple years ago, they dismantled the Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The first president elected after the dismantling of the Voting Rights Act was a fucking racist xenophobe.
Yep.
That's not an accident. Wisconsin, which was a state that Clinton narrowly lost, it was the first presidential election after they enacted voter ID bills. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
And for all the voter ID bills that got struck down, not all of them got struck down, and Wisconsin was one of them. So, I mean, there was bullshit all around in this election.
How many votes is Wisconsin sitting on, though? Like, would it have actually changed things? Because she was off by like 30, 40.
I've seen some figures that that do imply that the amount of people who are turned away from voting was more than the margin of victory.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. By
I
a good amount.
Too.
By like a factor of 10.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that takes care of Wisconsin.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, how many Electoral College votes are they sitting on? Like, say Wisconsin had it overturned. Would
I don't
it
know,
have
like
changed?
16 or something.
Okay,
I'm not
that's
exactly
substantial.
Sure. That number is probably wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't point to like one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like any good rigged system, there were multiple points of possible failure. So, I mean, they didn't need all of these things to work. They just needed enough of them to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe I'm projecting here, but, you know, you've got one candidate who won the popular vote by 2%.
And increasing as they open those ballots.
Right. And increasing. And yet that's not the one that we're swearing in January.
Yep.
We've got this Electoral College that was invented to protect slave states.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there are other justifications, but yeah, that's really a major component
of why
that
is there.
Well, I've heard like that it was mostly to prevent like a Brexit type of thing. Don't leave everything just to popular vote to prevent people like Trump, but this time it backfired.
Right. And
it's like a checks and balance.
Part of the Electoral College, and I'm going to get this language wrong, but part of their job is to ensure that, you know, the popular vote does not result in someone stupid becoming president.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? They're supposed to be, this is supposed to be the final check and balance.
Yeah.
On, you know, this is why we're not a direct democracy.
Why does our electoral college go all or nothing on points? Because there's only like three or four states that allow them to be split. It's like Maine, it's New two. Hampshire.
I think
there's a couple more.
Well, no. Nebraska and Maine are the ones that I know about.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the reason I asked this, and I know this, like, fucks California as well, but, like, when I was watching and Florida was split half and half, like, that's when I was like, this is going to be, like, a determining state. Like, they're sitting on, like, 30-something. I mean, why couldn't it have gone 15-15? Like, it doesn't actually reflect the voters when they go all or nothing.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I could mansplain it, but I'd rather not.
Yeah, I want to note that none of us are like political science people, but I think that after this, we're rapidly becoming so.
And we're also angry and we're also biased.
True.
Yeah. I'd find that the person I ask the most questions to is our friend Mia, who just became an American citizen. I was like, why does our electoral college work like that? And she's like, let me tell you, I had to study this for a test.
Well, I bet she's happy she made that choice.
Now she gets to fight with us.
Yeah.
Anyway, the end result of all this, and I'm still holding on to this hope. And, you know, maybe it's ridiculous. Maybe it's just, you know, like, this is the only thing that stands between 3 million people being deported by force and, you know, so many other people getting harassed, which we've already started to see at the most alarming rate.
Yeah.
I mean, even here in San Francisco, you've got people, somebody was screaming like, Mexicans, get out. In the fucking Mission.
Yeah, it's
the
16th other day. And Mission.
16, this is like the oldest Mexican neighborhood in America.
Also, this was all Mexico. Like,
and I mean, there was a gay bashing in the Castro the other day.
It's dark, dark times.
So I'm hanging on to this one last little sliver of like, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. But that, you know, these people who are like electors who are not bound to vote to vote any certain way, but always have, somehow enough of them will flip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because their job is to make sure that we don't install somebody in a power who is totally unqualified for it. And everything that we're seeing this week shows us that we have idiotically, stupidly, irresponsibly elected an idiot who I think thought the job was ceremonial.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was going to win. That was it. That was his goal, to win. And once he won, then, you know, I don't know, he gets a tiara, he gets a sash. Like it was one of his fucking, you know, Miss Atlantic City pageants.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he just, you know, got to, you know, travel America opening up shopping centers or something.
I think he thought he got to put his name on the building.
Yeah. And like these idiots didn't know that they had to staff the government.
Yeah. I take so much joy at how miserable he looked talking to President Obama. Like, he looked like a pouting toddler who didn't get a toy in the
store.
He
is a pouting toddler.
I mean, he is, yeah. And he looked like one.
He's a cross between a toddler and a dumpster. A urine-filled dumpster.
I mean, how do you run for president and not know what the job entails?
You just said, don't trash dumpsters.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a thinker.
This is how, apparently.
I mean, honestly, I don't find Trump scary. Like, I think he's just loud and angry, but he's ineffective. What I find scarier is followers who are, like, doing hate attacks and hate crimes, gay bashing in the Castro, yelling shit like that in the Mission. And then I find Pence fucking scary. Like,
Pence is terrifying.
I don't even have words for how scary he is. Like, the shit he's done to the state of Indiana, like, the rights that he's taken away from people. Like,
he looks like Grand Moff Tarkin, except from the South.
He's like a person of action. Instead of just saying mm-hmm. fucked up things, he actually acted on them. And that's scary to me.
Well, you have a buffoon who has no idea how any of this works and really just wanted to win.
Yeah.
And behind him, you have evil incarnate.
Yep.
Who actually understands what it takes to get something done and has put himself in what I think is the probably the best position to do evil.
We've seen this model before.
Oh, it's the Bush-Cheney model.
Precisely. We've had an evil cyborg on the shoulder of a buffoon before. It sucked.
Yeah. It's weird to be like, on Tuesday, I was like, oh my God, I hope Hillary is president. And then Wednesday to be like, I hope Trump doesn't step down. Like, I hope he stays president because I don't want Pence to jump in and fill his shoes. Like, that's a weird switch to have.
And now you've got these idiots. These horrible, evil idiots God, why would anybody listen to this podcast? It's so depressing.
I don't know. I'm hoping that some sort of hopeful statement comes out of all of this, but we'll see.
I don't have one. I honestly don't have one.
I have anger. Anger can become hope.
So I was in Berlin when all this went down.
How was it taken there? Like, how did people react?
Scared shitless.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a city. I mean, so I'm in Berlin. I mean, Berlin has gone through both the bullshit of the Third Reich, mm-hmm. and then immediately followed by the totalitarian state of, you know, East Germany, and being separated in half by a wall.
Yep.
And they've built museums to all of this. And all of those museums, like, try to explain, hey, here's how this shit happens. And I was going to these museums and reading this shit, and I wasn't, you know, what's scary is that they stopped being historical museums and turned into, like America's future museums. Like, I was looking at that and mapping everything that happened in 1933
yeah.
with the election of Hitler to exactly what was happening in the US at, you know, that very fucking day. And, you know, I'm seeing this wall and reading about, you know, the effects of that wall and how that, you know, it separated families. And I'm thinking, all of this is ahead of me when I go home.
Yeah.
I mean, these people were looking at me like, why are you going home? mm-hmm. We know what happens when you go home.
Yeah.
You're going the wrong way. I think the scariest thing, and I'm sorry to be rambling.
Not at all.
But the scariest thing to me was seeing how quickly all of this was being normalized.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, even before I got back here, I mean, you had like...
There was like the Ivanka's family photos and, you know, he was on the cover of People. Like, they're...
Leaders in tech talking about open doors.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
I can't possibly imagine being like... Saying the entire time, I'm watching this demagogue get elected. And once he's elected, saying... If you need any help, if you want to work together, I'm right here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't work with fascists.
No, you don't.
You do not work with fascists. And they're all acting like Trump, the candidate, was a fucking Kinder egg. And when you broke it open, there was going to be like some secret liberal inside.
Not so much.
No.
He never lied. He never lied about who he was. He never lied about what he was going to do. He's ignorant as fuck about his ability to do some of those things, but he never fucking lied about who he was. He changed his mind every 5 minutes, but I guarantee that he believed what he was saying each time, which is dangerous as shit. But he told us everything he believed in, and he told us what he was going to do, and he told us he was going to deport people, and he told us he was going to block people from coming into this country based on their religion, and he told us, you know, and he unleashed an army of fucking hate that are now terrorizing this country and, you know, beating people and harassing people. And, you know, we're going to see Roe v. Wade overturned. We're going to see healthcare totally dismantled. Also, these fucking alcohol bloated rich white fucks like that Bannon prick, who's a fucking testicle wart on human consciousness, can get some fucking power. Because at some point, somebody in their lives hurt them when they were children, and they need to destroy the world to make up for it. They're selfish little fucking high-maintenance baby men who don't understand that we're all fucking tied together in one gigantic worldwide ecosystem and that we all need to fucking get along in order to make this shit work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at this point, all they're trying to do is go towards the part of the sinking ship at the top so that they're the last to drown.
And we voted. We voted for him.
2 million of us didn't.
Well, I know. More of us didn't than did. But how the fuck was it even close? How the fuck was this? She has a 2% lead in the polls.
Yeah.
But holy shit, how was that not 80 or 90%? I mean, what the fuck? Private email server? Who the fuck even knows what that is? How many people angry about a private email server can even describe it to me?
And also, did you hear that Pence is going to court to have his emails blocked from public record?
Yeah, what a cunt.
Right. Fuck.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess I think I retweeted someone who said this. It was just like, we all underestimated how much everyone hates women.
Like, and now, and can we talk about the people who were saying that this was about economic disparity? Fuck you. This was about hate, pure and simple.
He gives us fucking interviews in a gold throne. Income disparity.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're concerned about being low income and you don't elect like evil monk, evil Monopoly man, that's just that doesn't make any sense.
He's not even good at that.
No, he's not. He's shitty Monopoly man. Shitty, evil Monopoly man.
Oh, did you hear his whole thing, you know, where he's like, I'm only going to take a dollar salary a year, which is actually what Hitler did. Like, he's just quoting policy directly again.
Really?
But also, I was like wondering, like, is that so he can continue to not pay federal taxes? Like, do you pay taxes on a dollar salary? But yeah, so it makes him look like a man of the people. Like, I only took a dollar. I turned down that crazy president salary. He's fucking gross.
Oh, Christ on a cracker. So what are we doing to resist?
I'm actually pretty inspired by some of the resistance that I'm seeing.
Go on.
Okay, so this is more personal to me. So I am looking into getting an IUD put in because I don't want to be denied my monthly pills.
I've heard about this.
Right now, it's covered on the Affordable Care Act. If you get the Paragard, which is a copper non-hormonal, or if you get the Mirena, which is a hormonal, those two are 100% coverage. There's a newer one that's a lower amount of coverage, but still Affordable Care Act helps subsidize that through your insurance. So I had a consultation with a nurse where I talked it over and went over all my health risks and things like that. She was telling me in San Francisco, the soonest appointment I could get for an insertion is in 3 weeks because they're blowing up. Their phones are blowing up with people trying to get IUDs right now.
Believe it.
So I went and I looked at Planned Parenthood. They had a 900% increase in women requesting them. The other thing that I've been seeing is right now, Plan B is over the counter. So you can just buy it. It's like $40-$50. Mm-hmm. What I've seen written down is just buy a few and keep them in your house. Like, even if they're not for you, just have them handy in case someone else needs them if they stop being accessible.
We're like, preparing for the apocalypse.
I'm preparing for a reproductive apocalypse. And that's fucking terrifying in 2016 that I have to be scared that I'm not going to be able to get my medications. Like, and that's just for one of my medications. All the other ones, I haven't even figured out what I'm going to do if the ACA is gone.
So. The American people are idiots.
They're voting against their own interests.
They've always voted against their own interests. My family, bunch of immigrants, voted for Trump.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why?
Because he's going to make America great again.
Oh, got it.
That's all they could tell me.
Wow.
Boy.
What was not great about it before?
It was working pretty well for, I mean, certainly could have been improved.
It's like 22 million Americans got health care. The economy went up and up and up. We're at like 3% unemployment. It was 9% when Obama started.
What amazes me, I mean, I think this is when, you know, I was about to say, if this planet had an ejection seat, but it does. It does. It's just, it's going off at, you know, the glacial speed that planets move at. I mean, they move at the speed of Ents.
Yeah.
So, you know, this planet has already triggered its ejection seat.
Yeah.
There's no untriggering it.
Yeah.
And it's getting rid of us as soon as possible. It's a good show. It's a feel-good show.
This is a feel-good show.
I feel good.
Okay, so I've been having trouble getting out of bed. I don't know about you too. Yesterday, I just sat cross-legged on my bed for like 35 minutes. I just couldn't stand up. I just felt like anything I was going to do seemed non-consequential compared to everything else going around.
I don't know. So to be totally honest, I've been like dying to get harassed.
Oh, yeah.
God, that sounds like an awful thing to say.
Yeah, explain.
I know. I'm angry. Angry and I'm feeling violent. And I would just love somebody to present themselves to me and say, hey, I am deserving of all your anger.
Yeah, I am the avatar of your hatred. I feel you. I wake up angry.
We've started a bail defense fund here at work. Did you see that when you came in?
I saw it on Insta.
I saw it on Instagram and I loved it, especially because it's labeled something like a mule punches a fascist in the face. And I've been saying, like, my refrain over the past week has been, I'm going to break a fascist nose the next 4 years. It's going to happen.
I have no doubt that at some point I'm going to get a call in the middle of the night to come bail one of my employees out for punching a fascist in the face.
I'm just hoping I get a free slack when I go to jail.
A what?
One free slack. It's like your phone call.
Oh.
I don't think the SFPD is clued in on Slack, Liam.
I don't think they are either. It's not great. Yeah.
I mean, I feel angry. I feel violent. I don't like feeling violent.
Yeah, it
but
sucks.
But it pisses me off that these assholes would shit on everybody. I mean, you had little gay kids and little immigrant kids whose lives are going to be totally destroyed because some fucking baby man couldn't stand the fact that all of a sudden he had to, you know, treat women as equals.
I would counter that and say it's not even just the young. It's all immigrants are scared. All LGBT, all women are scared right now of all ages.
I know, but yeah, I'm thinking about the little ones.
Even the big ones are scared too.
I know that.
I know a lot of people going to self-defense classes now.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like always wake up and go, oh, wait, a guy who brags about rape is going to be our president, and a man who doesn't believe in reproductive rights.
Not just brags about it. I mean, let's be honest here.
And okay, and then his VP doesn't believe in reproductive rights for women. Like, as a woman, I'm fucking terrified for two reasons.
Well, he doesn't believe women are human beings.
Just vessels. It's like The Handmaid's Tale up and shit. So
he believes barely anyone's a human. I mean, at this point, his list of humans includes some white men. My favorite protest sign I've seen is electrocute Mike Pence until he realizes he's gay. That's my favorite one.
So there was a protest on Saturday night. This was the last night that I was in Berlin. There was a protest in Berlin under the Brandenburg Gate. And I went. And so many people. And they were angry and they were freaked out. They were scared.
Is it Germans? Was it Americans in Germany?
I think it was probably half and half. I mean, there were people speaking and they were definitely American. There were also German speaking. And I saw signs in English and German. There's a lot of students and a lot of expats who live there.
Yeah.
And it was so weird leaving, you know, democratic Germany to come back to fascist America.
Yep.
Yep. Maybe it's just one of those, like, we're a young country.
It was the descendants of the people who stopped fascism in Europe that decided to bring it to America.
Yep.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
And my God, I wish your parents could come back from their graves and slap you across the fucking face, because we lost so many Americans to defeat fascism the first time around.
Yep.
And it's a slap in the face to bring it to your own country after that. Selfish fucking people.
Boy.
What have you been up to, Liam?
God. Drinking a lot of coffee. I got surgery on Tuesday, which was a lot of fun.
You mean you have surgery or you had surgery?
Had surgery on Tuesday. Oh, the day of the election, which meant that I was in a Vicodin haze until like Thursday morning.
Are we going to talk about what you had surgery for? Because
can if you want.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Second head.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, pretty close.
Oh, my God, like a twin.
Third nipple.
No, yeah, you're nearly spot on with the first one, yeah. So I got that removed. That was nice. I didn't need a second one.
He was whispering bad ideas in his ear.
I don't need an external head for that.
Vote for Trump. Vote for Trump.
Yeah, so I've been alternately like drugged and depressed for the past week. But this morning I woke up angry, as I tend to do these days, and I called my senators and told them that Steve Bannon is a white supremacist, and I'm terrified for the lives of millions of Americans if he is allowed to even enter the White House. So I did that. I've also been donating a lot of money to good places, and I don't know. I'm trying to do things.
It's the first thing I did when I got back in the country is I pulled out my credit card and just set up like recurring donations.
Nice.
Yep.
Like Mother Jones, ProPublica, ACLU.
Yeah. I got a refund from my gym, so I donated $100 to Planned Parenthood in the name of Mike Pence with his office address, and Liam has told me that he's doing that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't I, like, I've heard about that. Why don't you tell the people here what happens when you do that to inspire them to do it too?
So when you donate to Planned Parenthood, they mail you a certificate of thanks. So if you put down Mike Pence's address, he gets a certificate that you donated in his honor.
Yep. Where does one get Mike Pence's address?
The internet. If you give me a moment, I will find it.
Okay. Now, is this doxing? Are we doxing Mike Pence?
No, it's his office.
Because there's an option on there to do something in memorial or in someone's honor.
So he's a public official, and this is his public office.
Yep. So you mail it to him.
Okay. In the state house in Indiana.
Got it.
So I'm doing this every week. I actually set up a reminder on my phone. I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood or the Transgender Law Center. Or any number of places. I have a list, actually.
I also suggest the Southern Poverty Law Center, who do amazing work.
Absolutely. They're also on my list. And I have a plan to eventually also start sending postcards with lipstick kisses. Once they get used to my name, just to like really be like, hello, it's me. and I'm also going to start calling him Pensy as much as possible.
Pensy Poo.
Pensy Poo.
Okay. Everyone get your notepad out. Office of Governor Mike Pence.
Hold on. Let's give him a second. Because they're getting their...
Okay.
Everybody's getting their favorite field note right now.
Do you got a pen? Pen works.
They're getting a pen.
I'm going to retrieve my Mont Blanc.
Okay. Office of Governor Mike Pence. State House, room 206. Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Indianapolis is really hard to spell, so I just Googled it and pasted it in. There's like a lot of letters
here.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. It has like Indiana and then Polis at the end.
Yeah.
Yep. So please donate to Planned Parenthood.
Many fine people live in Indianapolis.
I liked Indiana.
Sure.
Really?
I went apple picking in Indiana. It was really nice there.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was pleasant. And we went to Michigan City, Indiana.
There's so much beauty in our country.
Yep.
I hope we get to keep some.
Well, Trump has already said that he'll preserve some environment. He said some environment.
I'll preserve some environment.
Some environment.
As long as it's not too close to water. Don't worry about it. God, I can't believe half of Florida voted for a guy who doesn't believe in global warming. Like, come
Florida,
on.
Florida voted to make itself extinct.
I know. When I saw that they were going red, I was like, this is the last election, you all fuck.
Oh my God.
You're done. Your state is done in 4 years.
It's sinking like an oil tanker.
So you're going to get the dude who's like a tried and disprove global warming. Good job.
Well, let's be clear about that. It is not sinking. The ocean levels are rising.
This is true, yes.
The ocean levels are rising, which means,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you say it's sinking, that's Florida's problem. When you say the ocean levels are rising, that's everyone's problem.
It's the Earth's problem.
And, you know, if we have a problem with, you know, Syrians migrating across Europe, wait until the polar ice caps have started melting and you're dealing with the largest human migration in the history of the planet as people move away from the coasts towards the center.
Maybe the center will go blue in a few years.
So, you know, hey, Kansas, we've got some liberals headed your way.
I'm legitimately really worried for that as a person who can see the ocean from my house slightly closer every day.
Oh, you will. You'll see the ocean from your house in Kansas.
I was thinking Michigan, but yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
So I don't know if I want to bring this up.
Okay.
Okay.
Safety pins. Where do we stand on safety pins?
You know, I'm so.
I don't see any in this room, so.
I have one on my jacket.
Oh, got it.
I have one on my jacket. Here's the deal, because I thought about this.
Yeah, and we argued about it a little bit.
We did.
Bit,
we,
yeah.
Well, I don't see, I would say argue. We argued about it. We discussed it.
We discussed. Sorry.
And.
That's my usual word for interactions.
Sure. I asked somebody who wasn't a straight white boy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, how you feel about the safety pin thing? And she said, it makes me feel safe when I see somebody with a safety pin. So yeah. I said, fine, I'll do the safety pin thing. I think this is a great time for straight white men to shut up, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea.
So for me, like the safety pin, I find it a little bit of an empty gesture, the people who are like patting themselves on the back on Twitter for using it. But at the same time, when I look around, Trump supporters have red hats to identify themselves as people who have that belief. But when I look around and see safety pins, I like know.
And before the red hats, they had Titleist caps.
Oh, God. But I mean, it serves the same function.
Yes, it is an empty gesture. But again, so it's also a gesture of solidarity. And we don't know. So we don't know what people are doing,
yeah.
right? You know, some people are very loud about what they're doing. Some people are very vocal. And, you know, some people are very quiet. I mean, you've got, you might have some very quiet people out there who, you know, are donating to all these organizations, setting up recurring donations because that's how they feel they can best help.
Yep.
And that's fine. We'll take it. I think this is a great time to stop telling people they're helping wrong.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I take the biggest issue with is people being really belligerent about the safety pin's not enough. It's like people are trying to do something positive and the scale of positivity is not great enough for you.
Like, I think maybe the safety pin just allows you to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're going out there and, you know, putting on a safety pin. There's so much that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so much that needs to be fixed. And it would be really great if we didn't all turn on each other.
Yeah.
Because we had different ideas on how to fix it. Just, you know, do what you're capable of and do what you're comfortable with and give everybody else the same respect.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us are loud. Some of us want to get arrested. Some of us...
I'll throw a five in on my way out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't want to get arrested. I don't want this to be happening.
Yeah.
But it is. And, you know, some of us sit in our homes and pull out our credit cards and, you know, fill out donation forms all night.
Yep.
Some of us report guns on Facebook quietly. All that stuff adds up. You know, some of us just come up with tweets. Sure.
Yeah.
Some of us are going to write songs. Some of us are going to write plays. Some of us are going to burn down federal buildings.
Please also don't do that.
Some of us are going to block.
Listeners, please don't do that.
Some of us are going to block the White House on Inauguration Day. Some of us are going to call an immigrant strike.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
And there's supposed to be a women's march on Inauguration Day.
Some of us are going to do that.
That sounds good. Oh my God.
I think, you know, the thing to remember is that it's all good. It's just any reminder that we have that we're human and that we are fighting and that we are not forgetting who we are is good.
Yeah.
And if that's a safety pin, that's a safety pin. If that's a donation to the ACLU, that's great too. If that's, you know, you chaining yourself to the federal building, that's good too. But let's not shit on each other for having different ideas on how we can help.
Absolutely.
It's everybody's fight.
This is a fucking fun show.
Yep.
You know, feels good.
Feels nice to kind of talk about it, though.
God, who the fuck is going to listen to this all the way through?
I don't know. I can think of like 3 people that I know will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, 3.
Yep.
What's up, 7? 7's just sitting there not saying anything, as usual. At some point, we should interview him.
That would be great. I would love to do that someday.
The end of that.
Trying to break my no crying on the podcast streak.
Yeah, don't do it.
Try my best.
That's not okay.
No. I know, like I'm on the verge too.
Nope.
It's rough. It's rough.
I'm the closest to the door.
So you can get us tissues.
Oh, I think that's what he was implying. Yeah, I want to say that I'm really glad that Mule is around for this time. People came out in support of ProPublica, and I was happy to say that, you know, I had worked with a team that had worked with ProPublica.
They're good people. They're fighters.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mother Jones has been on his ass for this whole election cycle. And, you know, one of the things that scares me the most is we need good journalism. We need good investigative journalism. And both Mother Jones and ProPublica do a ton of good investigative journalism. And, you know, one of the things I saw today right before heading in here to do this podcast was that the cum buckets at Breitbart were preparing a lawsuit against a large media organization, I'm making air quotes because they haven't named it, for defamation of character. For referring to them as
white supremacists?
Yeah, white supremacists.
Misogynists,
which they fucking refer to themselves as.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is, and here's where we have to talk about that fuckstain Peter Thiel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is part of all of this as well.
Yeah.
And this is how the media gets silenced.
He's weakened the media, like getting rid of Gawker, like the fact that he could do that.
I mean, do you remember, about maybe a couple of weeks ago, there was a law organization that had done a report on Donald Trump, and it came out that they refused to publish it because they were afraid of legal action.
Yep.
And now the cum buckets at Breitbart, which I think is the name they're incorporated under, they are preparing legal action against another media organization. And if you're a Mother Jones or a ProPublica, you don't have the money to fight this shit.
Yeah.
You can either do your job or you can fight lawsuits. I mean, this is harassment. This is harassment of the media. So if you got money, and right now I think it's everybody really needs to consider what they need money for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But any that you can spare, consider giving it to organizations like Mother Jones and ProPublica, because not only do they need money to keep doing their work and to pay their people, they're going to need money to fight this bullshit.
I want to also plug the Center for the Protection of Journalists, cpj.org.
Also a good one. Yes, thank you.
Also going to need your help.
We are going to fight this thing. I don't know if we can keep it from happening. But when it happens, we are not going to take it sitting down.
I've been like describing, you know, what I describe, where I just have trouble getting in bed. It feels like nothing is of any consequence anymore. I just feel very helpless in the situation. And then I had this realization like on Saturday. My friend invited me over to her house for dinner. Her husband was making tacos and if I wanted to come over. And her 3-year-old comes running over and is like, "Steph's here. I'm going to make you a drawing," and like sat and start drawing. And I was like, "Oh my God, you're so happy." And I had that realization that it's like not even fighting for us anymore. It's fighting for everyone else to follow. Like the legacy of Trump's campaign, like what we can do to stop it from being negative for someone who's 3 now and doesn't know what's going on. And that gave me hope. Like, this is who I'm fighting for.
I want to end with one more Berlin story.
Okay.
Please.
The train station right by the hotel that we were staying, I was walking to the train station and I saw a monument. And the monument was a bunch of kids, and they were all holding suitcases. And I started reading the inscription on the monument. And that was like the central train station in Berlin that processed people to go to internment camps. And it listed the number of kids who were processed at that train station. There were fresh flowers on it. Like this many years later, somebody still comes along and puts fresh flowers on that monument every day. I want to fight now so that we don't have to build monuments like that later.
A fucking man.
All right, this has been Let's Make Mistakes.
Thank you for listening.
And God, America, you just fucking made one.
Yeah.
God. Thank you for listening. Fight the fight you can fight. There's catharsis there.